Now, in the final hours of its floor session last month, the State Assembly unanimously passed a bill requiring insurance companies to cover extra breast cancer screenings when a mammogram alone is not enough.
The bill, called Gail's Law, comes from years of advocacy by the family of Gail Ziemer from Neenah, who died in 2024 after an eight-year battle with breast cancer that was detected late because of dense breast tissue. The legislation now heads to Governor Evers, who says he will sign it into law.
Here's the bill's co-author, Republican Representative Cindy Ducot, on the Assembly floor.
This is one of the most consequential votes we will ever take in this chamber. This bill is going to be signed into law, and this bill is going to save lives.
To learn more about the patients this law will impact and what it means for breast cancer screenings in the state, we're joined by Dr. Hope Guzzo, a breast surgeon at Amplify Health by Gunderson in La Crosse. Dr. Guzzo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
As you hear that Gail's Law has passed the state assembly unanimously and is now all but certain to become law, what is your reaction to this development?
Yeah, I think it's incredible. There are so many women who have trouble paying for what some people would consider routine screening imaging and then subsequent diagnostic imaging. But many women cannot afford that diagnostic imaging if they need it. And so now that this law has passed, hopefully these exams become much more affordable and covered by insurance.
Can you talk further about the costs? If additional diagnostic scans aren't covered by insurance, what might that mean for patients who are paying out of pocket?
Yeah, I think it probably is different for every patient. We are really lucky here at Amplify Health, and we have a lot of grants available for patients. We do a lot of fundraising every year, and we have an amazing fundraiser called Steppin' Out in Pink, which raises millions of dollars. And so some of those funds we're able to use to have grants for women who can't afford their diagnostic imaging. But I don't think that's the case for every woman, obviously, in this state. And so I think, you know, it's probably different for everybody. And I know that there are some women who choose to not get that subsequent imaging because they do have to pay out of pocket and they can't afford it.
So once this is signed into law by Governor Evers, it will require insurance companies to cover additional screenings for breast cancer. Can you describe what are these additional screenings? What kind of tests or procedures would this entail?
Yeah, so I think there's kind of two arms that this is going to apply to. One is a woman who goes in for a screening mammogram, so has no complaints, just doing their yearly breast cancer screening, and then has a callback, which means they found an abnormality on their screening mammogram. So then they have to come back in for subsequent, what we call diagnostic imaging, which means further views on a mammogram and possibly an ultrasound. So that's kind of the first group of women, that women who have an abnormality, those subsequent images will be covered. Then the other group of women are women who are at increased risk, whether they are at high risk for breast cancer or potentially women who have dense breast tissue and are looking for additional imaging in addition to their mammograms. I think that this bill will also apply to those women who are looking for more imaging to be done in addition to their regular mammograms to help look for breast cancer.
How critical are these additional diagnostic scans, whether it's ultrasounds or MRIs, when it comes to detecting breast cancer or figuring out a treatment plan?
They're very critical. Any woman who has breast cancer comes through the clinic with a screening mammogram, and then they get diagnostic imaging where they get further views and then potentially an ultrasound and then a biopsy. And so those diagnostic imaging, that's how we define the abnormality, the mass, whatever it is on their mammogram. Calcifications, that could be how their cancer presented. And those diagnostic imaging are zoomed in pictures of those calcifications, and that's how we plan a biopsy. So that step is critical in the diagnosis of breast cancer. For women with dense breast tissue, we know that screening mammograms are less sensitive, sometimes at picking up cancers, because cancers can hide in the dense breast tissue. And so those women have the option to do supplemental imaging, and that is center dependent. Here at Amplify Health by Gunderson right now, we have a screening breast MRIs or abbreviated breast MRIs that women can do. Other centers in the state may have whole breast ultrasound or contrast enhanced mammography. And those are all added images that can help women with dense breast tissue get a better look at their breasts. I know that the woman who specifically is kind of in charge or behind Gail's Law, Gail Ziemer, kind of how this all started is she had dense breast tissue and her cancer, might have had a delayed diagnosis because of that. And so I think hopefully now that this law is out there and passed, women who have dense breast tissue will be more enticing or feel more enticed to get additional imaging to look at their breasts.
We're talking with Dr. Hope Guzzo, a surgeon specializing in breast surgical oncology at Amplify Health by Gunderson in La Crosse. You mentioned Gail Ziemer, the woman from Neenah, who was diagnosed with late-stage cancer that moved from her breast to her brain by the time it was detected. She passed away in 2024 at age 56. And Gail Ziemer was instrumental in helping to pass a law in 2018 requiring that medical providers tell women if they have dense breast tissue. What are the diagnostic challenges when it comes to dense breast tissue, and how does that affect screening?
The way I describe it to patients is that dense breast tissue, kind of the fibroglandular milk-producing tissue of the breast, shows up white on mammogram, whereas fattier breast tissue, tissue that's not dense, shows up darker gray or more black-looking. And so you can imagine someone who has extremely dense breasts, when you get a screening mammogram and look at that mammogram, there's kind of white tissue all over. When women have breast cancers, many times those show up as something that appears more white. And so those can hide in kind of that white, denser tissue. And so I think that's where these subsequent images are extremely helpful. For example, screening breast MRIs. We use these routinely in our high-risk patient population. You know, we're trying to expand this and let more women know who have dense breast tissue that this is also an option for them. So that MRIs are the most sensitive image we have of the breast. And so it can look through that dense breast tissue a little bit better than a mammogram can sometimes.
How common is dense breast tissue among patients?
It's very common. About half of women have dense breasts. There's kind of four categories of density that is reported on every screening mammogram. So class A, B, C, and D. And any woman who has C or D density breasts is considered to have dense breasts. And that ends up being roughly half of women.
What are the options for women with dense breast tissue or who are at higher risk of developing breast cancer? What should they know?
It all depends, I think, on where a woman lives and the medical, you know, options that she has. Mm. There are various options for women to get supplemental screening who have dense breast tissue. Those options range from whole breast ultrasound to breast MRI, contrast enhanced mammography, and then molecular breast imaging. And then what a center has available is just dependent on where they are and what they have. So here at Amplify Health by Gunderson, currently we have breast MRI available and abbreviated breast MRI. Soon we will have contrast enhanced mammography. We do not currently do whole breast ultrasound for screening purposes or molecular breast imaging. But again, many other centers in the state may do those things. So I think it's just up to a woman to ask their providers what image options they have. If someone is considered high risk, meaning they have a calculated lifetime risk greater than 20% of developing breast cancer, they have a genetic mutation, they have a history of thoracic radiation, those women, it's in the guidelines that they are screened with breast MRI. That is kind of the standard of care in addition to mammogram.
And it used to be that women were recommended to start getting screened for breast cancer at age 50, and then a couple years back, that recommendation went down to age 40. What is behind that lowering of the age?
I think we're seeing increased rates of breast cancer in young women all the time. And so I think, you know, the American College of Radiology and American Society of Breast Surgeons has recommended the age of 40 for a while. But now we've kind of gotten all the groups on board with lowering that age to 40 and doing yearly screening. That would be the standard recommendation now.
Hmm. Do you think Will Gail's Law change your practice at all in La Crosse? What impact could it have locally around the state?
Yeah, I think it absolutely will. I think dense breast tissue is a really hot topic right now, and we're hearing a lot about it. And that has a lot to do with the notifications that women have to receive. As you mentioned, in the state of Wisconsin, that's been around since 2018. But nationally, that was mandated in 2024, that everyone who has dense breast tissue has to be notified. Mm-hmm. And so I think now that we have Gail's Law passed, we have the ability to recommend these images and hope that insurance is going to cover them. Whereas I think prior to this, a lot of times these are going to be out of pocket costs to a woman because insurance may not cover them. And so I'm hoping that, you know, this will change our practice and we'll have many more women seeking supplemental imaging who want it.
What is your advice of encouragement to women who may be at the age bracket to get a mammogram but have been putting it off for one reason or another? What would you say?
I think it's really hard, and I think there's a lot of fear behind it. And so I do my best to just encourage women to listen to their body and also not to be afraid. I think education is super important. I think raising awareness, letting them know that breast cancer rates are increasing in young women, and breast cancer can affect anybody. Many times there's no symptoms. And so I think if you wait until you feel a lump, or wait until you have nipple discharge, wait until you see a change on an exam, sometimes that can be too late. We diagnose the vast majority of breast cancers on screening imaging in a woman that has no symptoms. And if we catch it earlier, we have a much better chance of curing that breast cancer and letting you live a long, healthy life with no recurrence of your cancer. And so if we can catch you on a screening image, that is the preferred way to catch a breast cancer if we can.
Has screen imaging technology improved? Have you seen it change and evolve?
Yeah, absolutely. I think 3D mammography is pretty much standard of care for most women when they go in for a screening mammogram now, and that didn't used to be the case. And we're exploring in the world we live in now the use of AI to help with things. And so I think mammography has come a long way, and it's very good. I think sometimes I don't want people to take away that screening mammography is bad for women with dense breast tissue. It's still very good. At a minimum, if you can do anything, a screening mammogram is definitely the way to go. Nothing ever will replace a mammogram. I think that's the other thing people wonder is, well, should I just get an MRI, or should I just do these supplemental options? But those don't replace the mammogram. The mammogram is still vitally important, and these are all added on in addition to that.
Dr. Guzzo, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you again so much for having me.
That is Dr. Hope Guzzo, a breast surgeon at Amplify Health by Gunderson in La Crosse. We've been talking about the impact of a bill, it's called Gale's Law, that will require insurance companies to cover additional breast cancer screenings beyond standard mammograms. And for disclosure, Amplify Health is a business sponsor of WPR.